And the challenge for me is the same challenge for, you know, the other 10 guys on the field. You know, we got to get them down. We got to play solid coverage. You know, we got to play. We got to get an excellent pass rush. You know, we got to get all three of those things to have a great game. And I'm confident in my guys. We've been doing that all season long. You know, so why wouldn't we change it this one game? So I like our chances. I like everybody. I like everybody's attitude. You know, Cam, he has a unique set of challenges for him. Like I said before, he's big, tall, fast. He has the ability to make others play at a level they wouldn't normally play at. So we're definitely going to have our hands full. But if we can continue to play the type of defense that we've been playing, we'll be all right. Yeah, that's my favorite quarterback. I really do like everything about him. You know, he shows a lot of emotion. You know, the type of guy he is for his team. You can see the way his teammates react to him, that everybody loves him. And I just think it's great. He's a great quarterback, and he's the future of the sport. Oh yeah, I was with Conan O'Brien, Marshawn Lynch, and Josh Norman. You know, I was surprised on how tall he is. How tall he was. I didn't know he was like 6'4". You know, I walked into the room and he was like, oh man. But it was for the new video game Doom, and you know, Coney has that clueless gamer like segment he does for Super Bowl. So it was all great. It was all fun. I mean, it was for a young guy. You know, it's tough to try to explain to him. You know, you just got to hope that everybody's pros and they just kind of, you know, realize the opportunity that's at hand. But with the type of young guys that we got, we just don't have any average rookies. You know, we got Shane Ray, you know, Shaq Barrett, you know, all these guys that came in and played big for us. So they know exactly, you know, how fragile, you know, the opportunity is. And we just want to take advantage of it. Oh, yeah, I got the footage. We talked about it. You know, he's got a little bit of cleaning up to do, but I think he's on his way to stardom. You know, you see, we got Coach Pug, right? You know, Coach Phillips, he's on his way. No, you got to be positive. It's a start. It's a start, and you got to appreciate that. I mean, I can stop and play football at any point. I can just cut it off and just play football at any time. So, you know, have an opportunity to have all the media ask you about yourself, you know, it's definitely a special opportunity. I know I probably said that you got to take advantage of opportunity, but this truly is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be here with DeMarcus and Chris and us be here at this moment. So I just want to take advantage of opportunity and just want to be great, yeah. I sleep well every night. Sleeping is not something that I have a hard time doing. You know, I could go to sleep anywhere. I'm hoping that every game will look exactly like this one. You know, every game will have the type of, you know, build up and the type of excitement as a Super Bowl. And then a Super Bowl, you just times that by 10. I think it's healthy for the game. You know, the more exposure that you get, the greater the game has gotten. We're at Super Bowl 50. You know, the NFL, they do outstanding steps for player health and player safety. The new helmets that they have coming out I'm not worried about it at all. I think it'll just continue to develop. It'll continue to be great. You know, Super Bowl 50 is crazy and it's wonderful. Super Bowl 100 will be on a whole nother level. Shout out to all the Bronco Nation, Orange Crest Nation. We're here now, Super Bowl 50. Let's get it.
What do they mean to you guys throughout the season?
I mean, the fans know the record. The fans know how loud Mile High Stadium gets, and it's because of those guys we're here right now. No, I don't take no pride in it. I wish I was drafted in 2010. Yeah, it truly is. It's one of the greatest draft classes, in my opinion. I was number 2 in it, so it probably is the best draft class. But in all seriousness, we got Cam Newton, Patrick Peterson, Marcel Darius, Julio Jones, J.J. Watt, Robert Quinn, and that's just the guys in the first round. You got Richard Sherman, Chris Harris, you know, all these other guys that have contributed and become elite players. So it's definitely a great job, and I think it'll shape the NFL for years to come. Yes. It just must have been something in the water in 1989, 1988.
What's it been like? I know you've been asked
a long time, but it's been great. You know, I've been a fan, so I followed him closely, and you know, having him here, I get to see him. You know, I get to see it. It's nothing like people telling you about somebody, and then you actually get to see them, and you actually get to see how they handle stuff and handle situations, handle adversity. So it's been great having him here. He's brought the same thing he's brought since day one. He's been, you know, athletic. He's never really worried about where he was in the depth chart. He's always been confident in his ability to play. And whenever he got in the game, he showed it. You know, I remember in 2013, he had the drive where he had a sack, a tackle for loss, and a sack. And I think that was just like the beginning of Malik Jackson. And that's everybody had already knew. It wasn't a surprise, but everybody was excited to finally see Malik start going. And look, 2 years from now, it's where he's at in his career is fitting. He's put so much effort and he has so much talent that you know, it's only right to see him get all the success that he's getting. I think it's just fanatical effort and relentless pursuit to the ball. We had a great game. We had a great game plan as well. Coach Phillips, he put us in all the right places to make great plays. Coach Phillips, he had the energy right all week. The energy level was great. Everybody felt great, and I'm going to the game. It just rolled over to the game. Everything was great. I get that same feeling for every game. It could be the South Texas Wild Bears, you know, and I'm gonna come with it. You know, it's football is truly a sport I love to play. I love to go out there with my guys and competing against other guys. So it's definitely a unique opportunity that I'm taking advantage of.
The Wild Bears, were they any good this year?
The South Texas Wild Bears, and they were undefeated. They were undefeated in the open pastures down there, but you know, that home field advantage is different than ours. Going. I like to separate games individually. You know, we had a great game last week. We want to have a great game this week. You know, the challenges that Cam Newton that he has with, you know, taking him down is totally different than Tom Brady. You know, they have two totally different games, and we have a new set of challenges than what we had before in Tom Brady. So it's going to be a different game, but if we can play the same level of effort and, you know, with the relentless pursuit to the ball, we'll be all right.
It seems like you guys, and rightly so, have a lot of trust that Wade Phillips is going to come up with a game plan that allows you to have that kind of success. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, he's been right at the money all year long. So, you know, I don't expect this game to be any different. I knew I was good at pass rushing since day one. I knew I was gonna be good. They got me talking about myself now. Yeah, I was like, I had to be like, like seven. My first day at football practice, I knew that I was gonna be. I didn't do a dance. It was just like. I probably did do a little dance. You know, as a little kid, you dance all the time. But I just remember how easy it was for me to go to practice and practice with my guys. And I just remember how much fun it was and how it felt to go out there and play with everybody. And it still feels exactly the same way today.